Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
It's the ultimate win-win situation for wheat farmers. Farmers receive the best genetically improved wheat varieties that address their specific needs. And when you invest in varieties created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, you're investing in the future of your own farm operations. Your investment today allows independent research to continue that returns that investment directly back to you in the form of locally adapted varieties. Help keep your wheat breeding program strong and independent. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Another pretty volatile day for grain futures, but we did close in the green in all three major grain contracts. December corn up 7¾ at 385.5. And November beans, which expire this Friday, so they will quit trading tomorrow, up 2¾ at 10.48¾. And January beans are up 7¾ at 10.55.5. They really rallied in the last couple of minutes about 5 to 6 cents. But they went as high as 10.72.5, so a really strong day with the brief moments of really explosive trade. But throughout the day, it kind of got quiet toward the end up until the last point to close at 7.5 cents higher. Wheat futures up 5 to 7 cents. Kansas City July up actually 9.5 cents, 6.05.5. So we're back above the critical $6 level for next year's wheat crop. Chicago wheat up as well, up actually 11 cents in December at 5.53¾. Several things going on, but the headlines are what's going on between the Ukraine and Russia, this cold front, and then the exports will be tomorrow. Usually they would be this morning, but since we had the Veterans Day on Tuesday, exports will be delayed until tomorrow morning.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
Tomorrow's export numbers are supposed to be 700 to 900,000 metric tons for beans, so it's quite a bit less than what we've seen the last few weeks. For corn, 700 to 900,000. New wheat, 250 to 350. It looks like China will probably continue to be the biggest buyer from the U.S. Informa Economics is also supposed to release their next year planting intentions. It's extremely early, but tomorrow morning at 10:30, it looks like they're going to estimate corn 87.8 million acres. Last year we were at 90.9, so a drop in corn. Beans increased a little over 4 million acres to 88.5 million acres for next year. And then all wheat, 56.4, just slightly less than where we've been. Now, beans at 88.5 are higher than corn, so that's one thing to note, and prices indicate and justify that move. Now, a little bit of talk around the world. There's some continued talk that there's some Argentina soybean meal that went into the East Coast to a feeding operation, and that's what stopped the soybean meal from rallying. Also, a lot of talk of producer selling, as this rally has been really good for us here in the U.S. and around the world, really. And so there's a lot of producer selling at these prices.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers, December live cattle gained $2.17 and closed at $169.92. January feeders were up 85 at 234.22. December lean hogs closed up 60 cents on the day at 91.27. In the grain markets, Kansas City December wheat was up 6 cents at 605 and a quarter. Chicago December wheat gained 11 and closed at 553 and three quarters. In the row crops, Chicago December corn was up 8.5 cents at 386 and one quarter. November soybeans up 2 and a quarter cents at 1050 and one half. And December cotton was down 221 points. And that's a look at your afternoon futures markets. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.